I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
Evidence of class conflict in movies in 2017.
Okay.
So I thought we would do a poor man's adaptation of that.
All right, that's interesting. Historically, hasn't there always been evidence of class conflict?
Of course. I think the best example is I, Tonya, the ice skater.
Yeah.
Tonya Harding.
Great movie, by the way.
Ah, terrific. It's almost an insurmountable challenge of winning a berth on the Olympics, not because she isn't a great skater, but because she isn't a classy woman. One of the evaluators tells her that on the QT.
Yeah.
It's not all about skating.
Right. They want a certain presentation. They want this, like, Disney-fied kind of upper middle class.
Yes.
They want a little narrative there about upward mobility and manners and grace.
Exactly.
And she doesn't have it. Yeah, the movie does a great job of examining where that all comes from. She's poor white trash. She has an abusive mother, no father, and an abusive boyfriend, soon-to-be husband.
She calls herself white trash.
Yeah.
She knows it.
Yeah.
So how do you overcome that when your whole life has been in that milieu?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people who are evaluating you who are telling you that you can't make it to the top tier because you don't have class.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat. Now, the other one, as you were mentioning it there, a Lady Bird has a certain notion about that.
Working lower middle class.
Yeah, boy.
People, right, struggling to make ends
meet,
put their girl through school. She has this little tryst with a kid who's rich. She is striving to move up the social ladder. And so there's this girl who represents the upper echelon of the school clique.
Yeah.
And she pretends to live in a house that she doesn't live in.
That's right.
In order to trick the girl into thinking she's of a higher social caste.
And the irony is that she comes from an actually very nice middle class place, Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
And went to UC Davis before she came to New York City. Later on in the film, I think she appreciates where she came from, but there still is that class difference.
Yeah. So we're talking about these class issues.
Yes.
But we're talking about powerful women.
Yeah, right. Downsizing, to me, has a lot of the elements here, and I'm not sure you've seen that film.
I have not seen Downsizing yet.
Yeah. But where the Matt Damon character shrinks in order that he can help save the environment, but in reality, where he can have a bigger house because he's so small.
Right.
He has something like
it's a whole. It's a, the concept is that there's a whole movement afoot for people to actually be physically shrunk.
Yes.
They can make more of their existing resources, right?
That's right. So they get these dollhouses, McMansions.
Yeah.
And so there is that yearning to be a higher class than you really are. That they can downsize. Yeah. They can actually upsize. What about Get Out?
I'm glad you brought that up because everybody's been talking about Get Out through the lens of race relations.
Yes.
But to look at it as a class examination is also really fascinating, right? Allison Williams from Girls.
Okay.
She plays a similar kind of character, like the one who's comes from money, the debutante one. And here she plays a similar role, but with a twist, right? She's luring her black boyfriend to her parents' estate so they can hypnotize him and, you know, do a brain transplant on the guy. But you do get a sense of this white liberal aloofness because they're so divorced from any other sort of reality. Three billboards. Class does play a role in there too. You have these working class people, some smarter than others, others destined to stay where they are because of their own limitations. Other people, you know, trapped despite their fierce intelligence, I would say, like the Frances McDormand character.
Yeah.
Class is sometimes character. It determines the production design, what you see in the room, the carpeting, the Afghans thrown over the backs of old couches, the sort of ramshackle dinnerware they made. Uh-huh. You're talking about class. Think back on all the films of the 30s where everybody was in tuxes and drinking martinis, you know, during the Depression because people wanted to see that sort of escape. But class does become a character in a lot of these films.
You know what? And approaching this topic, I had been thinking about characters who want to be a higher class than they really are. And you're saying it can be a particular class. That's why we're partners.
I bring you up.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.